Hey everyone, welcome back to our channel. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Today, we're delving into a topic that's deeply intertwined with our well-being and personal growth, relationships. But we're not just talking about any relationships, we're exploring them through the lens of Stoicism. You see, Stoicism isn't just about enduring hardships with a stiff upper lip. It's a philosophy that teaches us how to live a life of virtue, wisdom, and resilience. And part of that resilience involves recognizing when it's time to let go of relationships that no longer serve us. So whether you're dealing with a strained relationship with a family member, a toxic friendship, or even a tumultuous romantic entanglement, this video is for you. We're going to explore 11 telltale signs that it might be time to bid farewell to these relationships, all while drawing wisdom from the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. But before we dive in, if you're new here, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our latest content. And if you find value in what we share today, please consider giving this video a thumbs up and sharing it with someone who might need a gentle nudge in the right direction. All right, let's get started on this journey of self-discovery and introspection. Get ready to explore the depths of your relationships through the lens of Stoic wisdom. So grab a cozy spot, maybe a cup of tea, and let's embark on this journey together. Without further ado, let's dive into the 11 signs that you should end every relationship, no matter how close or familiar it may seem. Stay tuned and let's explore the power of Stoicism in our interpersonal connections. First sign that may indicate it's time to end a relationship, whether it's with a family member, friend, or romantic partner, is a lack of mutual respect. Respect forms the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. It's about recognizing and valuing each other's boundaries, opinions, and autonomy. When there's a mutual respect, there's a sense of equality and consideration present in interactions. However, if you find yourself constantly feeling disrespected, dismissed, or belittled by the other person, it can erode the foundation of trust and emotional safety within the relationship. This lack of respect can manifest in various ways, such as demeaning comments, disregard for your feelings or boundaries, or even outright contempt. In a Stoic sense, maintaining dignity and self-respect is paramount. Enduring a relationship where disrespect is rampant can compromise your own sense of integrity and self-worth. So, if you find that respect is consistently absent in your interactions, it may be a sign that it's time to reevaluate the relationship and consider whether it's truly serving your well-being and personal growth. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your own dignity and self-respect. It's an essential aspect of living a virtuous and fulfilling life according to Stoic principles. 2. Constant negativity. The second sign that it might be time to consider ending a relationship is when there's a pervasive atmosphere of negativity. Now, it's important to acknowledge that everyone experiences challenging times and occasional negativity is a normal part of life. However, when negativity becomes the default mode of interaction in a relationship, it can become toxic and draining. Constant negativity can manifest in various forms, such as chronic complaining, pessimism, or a general sense of dissatisfaction with life. In a healthy relationship, there should be a balance of positivity and support, even during difficult times. However, if you find yourself constantly bombarded with negativity without any effort from the other person to change or seek solutions, it can take a toll on your mental and emotional well-being. From a Stoic perspective, maintaining inner peace and tranquility is crucial for leading a fulfilling life. Constant exposure to negativity can disrupt this inner harmony and hinder your ability to practice Stoic virtues such as wisdom and resilience. So, if you find that the relationship is consistently bringing you down and draining your energy, it may be time to reassess whether it's worth continuing. Remember, prioritizing your own mental and emotional health is not selfish. It's an act of self-care and self-respect. And sometimes, letting go of a negative relationship is the first step towards cultivating a more positive and fulfilling life. 3. Trust issues. The third sign that signals a relationship may need to come to an end is the presence of significant trust issues. Trust is the bedrock of any healthy and sustainable relationship, whether it's with a family member, friend, or romantic partner. It's the foundation upon which emotional intimacy, vulnerability, and mutual support are built. However, when trust is consistently compromised or non-existent, it can breed insecurity, resentment, and ultimately, the erosion of the relationship. Trust issues can arise from various factors such as dishonesty, betrayal, or a pattern of broken promises. It could be as overt as infidelity or as subtle as consistently failing to follow through on commitments. Regardless of the form it takes, the absence of trust creates a pervasive sense of unease and instability within the relationship. From a Stoic perspective, trust is closely tied to the virtue of honesty and integrity. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with moral principles and being truthful in our interactions with others. When trust is lacking, it disrupts this moral harmony and undermines the foundation of virtuous living. So if you find yourself unable to trust the other person, or if they have repeatedly betrayed your trust, it's essential to consider whether the relationship is truly serving your well-being. While rebuilding trust is possible in some cases, it requires mutual commitment, transparency, and genuine remorse from both parties. If these elements are absent, it may be a sign that the relationship has run its course, and it's time to prioritize your own emotional safety and peace of mind. Remember, trust is not something to be taken lightly. It's a precious commodity that forms the basis of genuine connection and intimacy. 4. Lack of support. The fourth sign indicating that it might be time to end a relationship is a consistent lack of support from the other person. Healthy relationships should be characterized by mutual encouragement, empathy, and a genuine desire to see each other succeed. However, when one party consistently fails to provide support during challenging times or actively undermines the other's goals and aspirations, it can create significant strain and dissatisfaction. Support can take many forms, including emotional support, practical assistance, and encouragement in pursuing one's passions and dreams. In a healthy dynamic, both individuals should feel valued, respected, and uplifted by the presence of the other. However, if you find yourself constantly struggling to receive validation or encouragement from the other person, it can lead to feelings of isolation and loneliness. From a Stoic perspective, the virtue of kindness and benevolence towards others is highly valued. Stoicism teaches us to cultivate compassion and empathy for those around us, recognizing that we are all interconnected and mutually dependent on each other for support and companionship. When support is lacking in a relationship, it disrupts this sense of interconnectedness and undermines the foundation of mutual respect and care. 5. Unhealthy communication. The fifth sign pointing towards a potential need to end a relationship is the presence of unhealthy communication patterns. Effective communication is the lifeblood of any successful relationship, enabling individuals to express their thoughts, feelings, and needs in a clear and respectful manner. However, when communication becomes strained, distorted, or non-existent, it can lead to misunderstanding, conflict, and emotional distance. Unhealthy communication can manifest in various ways, such as frequent arguments, passive-aggressive behavior, stonewalling, or a general lack of open and honest dialogue. It may also include manipulation, gaslighting, or other forms of emotional abuse that undermine the trust and integrity of the relationship. From a Stoic perspective, clear and truthful communication is essential for living in accordance with virtue. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of integrity, honesty, and sincerity in our interactions with others, as well as the ability to listen actively and empathetically. When communication breaks down, it disrupts this moral harmony and prevents genuine connection and understanding. 6. Feeling drained. The sixth sign that may indicate it's time to consider ending a relationship is the feeling of being consistently drained after spending time with the other person. Healthy relationships should leave you feeling energized, fulfilled, and emotionally nourished. However, if you find yourself feeling exhausted, anxious, or emotionally depleted after interacting with the other person, it's a clear indication that something may be amiss. Feeling drained can result from various factors, such as constant negativity, emotional manipulation, or a lack of reciprocity in the relationship. It may also stem from the emotional labor of constantly trying to appease or accommodate the other person's needs at the expense of your own well-being. From a Stoic perspective, maintaining inner tranquility and equanimity is essential for leading a virtuous and fulfilling life. Stoicism teaches us to prioritize our own emotional health and well-being, recognizing that we cannot control the actions or behaviors of others. When a relationship consistently leaves you feeling drained and depleted, it undermines your ability to cultivate inner peace and resilience in the face of adversity. 7. Different values. The seventh sign that may suggest it's time to contemplate ending a relationship is when there are significant differences in core values and priorities between you and the other person. Values serve as guiding principles that shape our beliefs, behaviors, and life choices. In a healthy relationship, there should be alignment and mutual respect for each other's values, allowing for harmonious coexistence and shared goals. However, when fundamental values diverge, it can lead to frequent conflicts, misunderstandings, and a sense of disconnection. These differences may encompass various aspects of life, including religion, politics, ethics, and life goals. For example, if one person prioritizes career ambition while the other values work-life balance, or if one person holds traditional values while the other embraces progressive ideals, it can create tension and discord within the relationship. From a Stoic perspective, living in accordance with our values is integral to leading a virtuous and fulfilling life. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of aligning our actions with our principles and maintaining integrity in the face of adversity. When there are significant disparities in values within a relationship, it can undermine this moral coherence and lead to feelings of frustration and resentment. 8. Lack of boundaries. The eighth sign that might suggest it's time to reevaluate a relationship is the presence of a lack of boundaries. Boundaries are essential for establishing a sense of safety, respect, and autonomy within any relationship. They define the limits of acceptable behavior and help maintain a healthy balance between individual needs and the dynamics of the relationship as a whole. However, when boundaries are consistently crossed or disregarded, it can lead to feelings of resentment, frustration, and violation of personal space. This lack of respect for boundaries may manifest in various ways, such as intruding on personal time and space without permission, pressuring someone to do things they're uncomfortable with, or disrespecting their emotional or physical boundaries. From a Stoic perspective, maintaining boundaries is crucial for preserving our sense of dignity and self-respect. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of personal autonomy and sovereignty, recognizing that we have control over our own thoughts, feelings, and actions. When boundaries are violated, it undermines this sense of agency and can erode our ability to live in accordance with Stoic principles. 9. Feeling stagnant. The ninth sign that may signal it's time to reflect on the viability of a relationship is the sensation of feeling stagnant or stuck. Healthy relationships should foster growth, exploration, and personal development for both individuals involved. However, if you find yourself feeling trapped or unable to evolve within the confines of the relationship, it could indicate a lack of alignment with your individual goals and aspirations. Feeling stagnant can manifest in various ways, such as a lack of intellectual stimulation, emotional growth, or shared experiences that contribute to personal enrichment. It may also stem from a sense of complacency or inertia, where both parties become comfortable with the status quo and resist change or growth. From a Stoic perspective, embracing change and embracing new experiences are essential for living a virtuous and fulfilling life. Stoicism encourages us to cultivate resilience and adaptability in the face of adversity, recognizing that growth often arises from challenges and setbacks. When a relationship fosters stagnation and complacency, it hinders our ability to embrace the Stoic virtues of wisdom and self-improvement. 10. Recurring arguments. The 10th sign that might indicate it's time to consider ending a relationship is the presence of recurring arguments without resolution. Conflict is a natural part of any relationship, and healthy disagreements can foster growth and deeper understanding when resolved constructively. However, when arguments become cyclical, repetitive, and fail to lead to resolution or meaningful change, it can signal deeper underlying issues within the relationship. Recurring arguments often stem from unresolved conflicts, unmet needs, or incompatible communication styles. They may revolve around the same issues or patterns of behavior, leading to a sense of frustration, resentment, and emotional exhaustion for both parties involved. These unresolved conflicts can create a toxic cycle of blame, defensiveness, and escalating tension, further eroding trust and intimacy in the relationship. From a Stoic perspective, maintaining harmony and equanimity in relationships is essential for leading a virtuous and fulfilling life. Stoicism teaches us to approach conflicts with wisdom, patience, and empathy, seeking resolution and reconciliation rather than perpetuating discord and animosity. When arguments persist without resolution, it disrupts this sense of inner peace and moral integrity. And there you have it, dear viewers, our exploration of the 11 signs that may signal it's time to end a relationship, whether it's with a family member, friend, or romantic partner. We've delved deep into these signs through the lens of Stoicism, drawing upon ancient wisdom to guide us in navigating the complexities of human relationships. Remember, recognizing when a relationship no longer serves your well-being is not a failure, it's an act of courage and self-respect. Stoicism teaches us to prioritize our own happiness and virtue, even if it means letting go of what is familiar or comfortable. By honoring our inner truth and boundaries, we create space for new opportunities and growth to flourish. If you resonated with any of the signs we discussed today, I encourage you to take some time for introspection and reflection. Consider what truly matters to you and whether the relationships in your life align with your values and aspirations. And remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and fulfillment in all your relationships. If you found this video helpful or insightful, don't forget to give it a thumbs up and share it with others who may benefit from this wisdom. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our channel for more content on personal growth, Stoic philosophy, and living a life of virtue. Thank you for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and introspection. Until next time, stay true to yourself, stay resilient, and may you find peace and fulfillment in all your relationships. Take care and farewell.